the street. There's a new kind of heat that's walking the beat. Citizens on patrol, cause the neighborhood folks won't take no more.
They got bars on the windows, locks on the doors.
Clean the streets is what they'll do.
Oh my gosh, I need to get, what were those pants called back in the 80s and 90s? I need to get some of those jump pants on or whatever it is for that. What a great song for this. All right, I have to say, I've mentioned it already on this program today that I was in Vancouver last week for the top 25 news conference, the top 25 most wanted fugitives from the BOLO program, because I do a lot of work with the BOLO program. And one of the messages that we always repeat at BOLO is that everybody has a role to play in community safety. And my next guest really, really epitomizes that. So before we get to him, though, I just want to play a clip quickly from a guest that we had on recently on the Evan Bray Show. This is Inspector Ryan Howe from the Battleford's Detachment speaking on this show last month.
There are a group of concerned citizens that are taking ownership for their own neighborhood safety, and I think that's extremely valuable. The police can't do it on their own, so any partnerships that we can have with citizens that are willing to take that step is very welcome.
And that's a message, too, that we heard earlier today from Brian Sauvé, the head of the Union National Police Federation that represents RCMP officers, is that it can't just be police doing things. It needs to be a whole all hands on deck approach. And who best personifies this than Doug Fair, my guest who's waiting on the line, chairman of Battleford's Citizen on Patrol and the Saskatchewan Citizens on Patrol Association. Doug, welcome. Welcome to the Evan Bray Show. Is this your first time on the show, Doug?
We met with Evan about a year ago.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy to be rebooting this topic because it is just such an interesting one and commendable one in my eyes. So, Doug, you guys have an event coming up that is really going to help people understand more about what you're all about and how they can get involved. And I want to talk about that event. But first, tell me, what is this Citizens on Patrol? We heard the inspector speaking about you guys, praising you guys in that interview from last month. But tell me, what is Battleford Citizens on Patrol?
Sure, Tamara. So we're a group of volunteer citizens that are interested in helping to deter and prevent crime. We generally do that by patrolling the community in a vehicle. Other communities do that in other means. Some of them do walking patrols, actually, like in Regina, for example. But that's our intent, is to try and help deter and prevent crime.
Doug, did you do something in a past life, like policing or something else, that made you want to get involved in this way?
No, actually not. I was involved in agriculture.
Wow. Okay, so then how did this come about?
I was fed up personally with just petty crime, you know, in our neighborhood, just petty stuff. It wasn't major stuff, but it was annoying. It was a nuisance. And I thought, rather than complaining about it, let's do something about it.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so how far back are we going? When did this all come about? And how did things go from idea to citizens on patrol in the Battlefords and elsewhere in Saskatchewan?
Well, actually, I'm a relative newbie to it. I joined the group probably about 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe the group's been running for in the range of 30 years.
What? I am so behind the times, Doug. I am embarrassed.
Well, we're kind of in the weeds sometimes. We don't make a lot of attention or call a lot of attention to ourselves, which is kind of the way that we like to operate, primarily for safety reasons. I mean, we keep safety at a very high level, and you know, what we do is done very safely. But we have groups in Wilkie, for example. They celebrated their 20th anniversary here just recently.
Wow.
Some groups have been around for a while.
And you mentioned that you have a vehicle that you guys ride around with, and Inspector Ryan Howe had mentioned that as well. Is that something that is funded by the government, by donations? Like, where does this vehicle come from? Who's all involved in this from a partnership perspective?
Sure. It really varies by community. Most communities operate their own personal vehicles, but there are exceptions in Lloydminster and Yorkton and, of course, the Battlefords. So in the Battlefords case, that vehicle has been sponsored through Battlefords Agency Tribal Chiefs, through the Community Development Corporation.
Okay, wonderful. And if you can give me, Doug, a day in the life, if you will, of a citizen on patrol. If you are, like, are you going to be on patrol today, Doug, or have you this week yet, or are you sitting in the background these days?
I'm a little bit more in the background, partly because of the planning for our upcoming conference, but we had people out earlier in the week. We have, I believe, two vehicles going out Friday night.
And you've done it. You've done it for years. So just paint a picture for me. What is it? What do you do? What is it like? Are you walking around with coffee? Oh my gosh. I almost, you know what? I have to say, do you walk around with coffee and a donut? We had donuts in the newsroom today. So we are all about the donuts here in the journalism world. But do you just go talk to people? Are you just driving and looking for suspicious activity? How does it work?
Yeah, generally speaking, what we do is we make arrangements to patrol, always in pairs. We use WhatsApp group text to make those arrangements. And then once we agree upon a time, the two patrollers will hop in a vehicle, either the roan or our dedicated vehicle, and patrol the streets in that vehicle, usually for between 2 and 4 hours, but that's up to the volunteers. We tend not to interact with people, again, for safety reasons. Mm-hmm. If we see something suspicious, we make record of it in our patrol app using technology. And if it requires an immediate response, we immediately phone the RCMP.
You mentioned earlier that part of the goal of your work is to prevent crime. Tell me about the prevention piece.
Well, prevention, and really maybe a better choice of words, is deterrence. Let's put it this way. Criminals do not like to be seen. Mm-hmm. So when there's a vehicle driving around and they're about to commit a crime or thinking about committing a crime, that deters them. Mm-hmm. That's the whole essence. The other thing I should mention, Tamara, that is a very good deterrence as well, is if people or residents, businesses, property owners, have their outside or exterior lights on. Again, crime doesn't like to be seen. So if the lights are on, that helps to deter crime on itself.
So true. All right. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Doug Fair, chairman of Battleford Citizens on Patrol and the Saskatchewan Citizens on Patrol Association. Doug, can you paint a picture for me of what's been going on in the Battlefords? Because you guys have seen some pretty alarming crime trends there of late. Just paint a picture for some of our listeners who are not in the neighborhood that you're in or aware of the issues.
Well, the numbers as reported by the RCMP are actually down in terms of crime.
Mm-hmm.
The types of things that we see, and a good example, I guess, what we used to see a lot of was people riding around on a bike with a backpack. Mm-hmm. And we knew exactly what they're up to most times. We don't see much of that anymore. That's been a comment that consistently has been made by our patrollers. So we're obviously looking for, well, what else are they up to? But that is one thing that the RCMP and our community safety officers, public safety officer, and our patrollers have been able to accomplish is reduction of that. Of course, there's other crimes that we don't necessarily touch on. Some of the more major things that the RCMP has done a great job in terms of reducing.
Right. And perhaps that's what I'm more so referring to. Okay. So, Doug, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line. We've just got a minute left here, but just tease for me what we're going to be talking about after the break. And that is an opportunity for everybody to play a role in this throughout the province. Just tell me what the event is quickly, and then we'll get into the details after the break.
For sure. So next weekend, we've got coming up our first annual training conference and AGM.
Amazing. Okay. So people, if you're interested in this, first of all, keep on listening. And second of all, mark October 25th and 26th in your calendars in Saskatoon. We are going to continue this conversation with Doug after the break. You are listening to Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray all week, all the way until today. And as always, I love doing this and I'm happy to be here and keep on listening. 980 CGME, 650 CKOM.